This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. What a great treat and pleasure it is to be here with all of you in America's finest city. And yesterday was truly America's finest city at its finest. Beautiful, beautiful day. Feeling a little bit warmer when I walk out to my car in the morning. It's really start. You can feel the page turning a little bit right now. We are Ben and Woods. And we really appreciate you guys making us your show of choice every single morning. And just can't thank you enough for it. Can't do what we do without you guys. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, my friend. And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Benjamin, how are you?
I'm good because, yes, spring is in the air, Woods.
It has sprung. Real good.
It's a little early. It's still technically winter.
Yeah.
But spring training is underway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's getting a little nicer outside. Not that we have the harshest of winters here in San Diego.
I don't know, man. If you live in my home, my wife is cold all the time. And then I'm actually, the older I get, I'm like cold and chilly all the time. And so walking around the house, she sleeps in a full robe now. So, you know, when you're a kid, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, you have visions of what, you know, your life is going to be like. And you, of course, picture your wife strolling to bed in, you know, some sexy lingerie, or as a guy that I met one time called it, lingerie. It's one of my favorite. Man, I'm going to get home. Wife's going to have some sexy-ass lingerie on. One of the best. I've never forgotten. If you want to hear the story, I actually met him in jail. So he was a guy that I did a little bit of time with. Yeah. And he would tell me as we'd be washing dishes, man, when I get home, I'm going to put something on the grill. Baby's going to come out in some sexy-ass lingerie. And I was like, did you just say lingerie? Because that's what I'm going to call it for the rest of my life.
I mean, it is spelled linger.
It is.
I.E. So
it's spelled lingerie.
Does make a lot of sense.
So have you know, I told
maybe,
you that
Maybe
have
we're
I told
all
you
wrong.
That before?
I think off the air I've
off
heard
the
that
air.
Story. But.
Oh, get some sexy-ass lingerie. It's my favorite. It is my number one favorite thing.
That and Guru.
Yeah, Guru. He's a Guru. So you picture, you know, I'm laying in bed, and here comes my wife in some sexy lingerie, and she climbs into bed with me. My wife is in full sweatpants, full sweatshirt, and now a full robe tied around her waist. It's like basically like Fort Knox sleeping next. I roll over in the middle of the night. I'm like, what is all this padding?
Yeti.
Like, what is happening? Yeti. Yeah, like a Yeti. I'm like, we're not at base camp at Everest. Like, why are you dressed so, it's all thick. And, you know, you can't even reach over in the middle of the night and, you know, grab something maybe you want to grab because it's just all covered with robes. And
you got a problem.
Yeah. I do have a problem. My wife wears way too many clothes when she sleeps. Then she sweats through the night. So it's really, It's really interesting. But no, they're not the harshest of winters, certainly. But I don't know, man. My house is it's like numbingly cold. My hands are cold all the time. I always feel like I'm like, am I going to die? Am I about to have a heart attack because I can't feel my hands? Like, I think you lose feeling in your hands or something. So I'm constantly walking around the house doing the, you know, blowing on my hands. I got slippers on. It's really
it's a sign of age when you've slept on your left arm and it falls asleep. And
yeah,
then you
yeah.
wake up and
you're like, I'm dead. No, I'm dying. This is it.
Is this the
this
heart
is
attack?
It. Here it comes.
I just sleep on my arm.
Here it comes, dude. It happens all the time. I'll get a slight pain. And I'm like, oh no, it's in, like in yeah. my chest. And I'm like,
probably just a little gas.
I'm like, oh God. It is. I'm telling you, man, it is. It's not fun getting older. But I had a great convo this morning. I drive in early and my parents 2 hours ahead, in the Tyler, Texas area. And as you guys know, I've talked about it on the air. My mom, has breast cancer and has fought tooth and nail, you know, I talked to her this morning. On the drive-in, and man, she sounded like my mom used to sound. She's full of energy. Awesome. She started some new medication. Things are going really well. So I just wanted. I think they're probably watching this morning. Oh, actually, no, they're at. I think both of them are at Jazzercise, which is fantastic.
Oh, they're 80s,
they have a very 80s. Well, based on where they live, out at Hideaway Lake, Texas, Ben. I think Jazzercise actually just got there.
Wow. They'll be very excited when Zumba gets there in about 4 years.
As you know, my dad still has a VCR and all the tapes. I've told you the story of the tapes before. I talked to my mom this morning and she sounded just spectacular and is feeling so much better. And again, on her way to exercise, and it was quite a load off, man, because the last time they were here, they actually had to leave early because she wasn't feeling well, missed Thanksgiving. So I was a little worried. They're going to be out there. They're going to be out here next week. So we'll be driving in from spring training. They'll already be here. And I think we're going to play golf with my dad, Benny, if you can, early on Saturday. And then they're leaving Sunday. But so nice to talk to both of them this morning. And she's doing much, much better. So thank you for all your kind words and kind thoughts. It's such a load off. You know, it really is. It's such a load off because you do, when you do get older, I'm like, everything you feel, you're like, this is it. You get like this sharp pain in like your ankle. You'll just be walking and you're like, that's bone cancer. I know it. And it's starting at my feet and it's going to move up my legs.
At the best, it's arthritis.
At the best, it's arthritis, possible amputation. I can't feel my toes. Like it's just terrible. It's a terrible, terrible
it's hypochondria
feeling.
Setting in.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. So yeah, listen, we are so excited about today's show. I know Benny usually sets the menu.
You can go ahead and do a little extra early menu setting for today's special guest.
It's a special day because one of our favorite people, number one, in this city and probably on this planet, and I think it's universally agreed upon by us, is Don Orsillo. And Don Orsillo is a bit of a mystery man. Now, we've been on the air 7 years. And we've had Don on the actual radio, I want to say once with a pre-taped interview the day before for the second time. Well, and then at spring training. So as far as a call-in interview, I want to say it's one time, if I'm not mistaken.
Close.
Paul, you were out of town, Ben. When Vacation Ben was a thing.
I love Ben and Woods.
I said it
out loud.
And Paulie and I, you know, we had to carry remember that year we had to basically carry the show by ourselves?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We went down to Petco, and we sat with Don for like an hour, and we recorded an interview. Now, it was at Petco. It sounded like ass.
In his office.
In his office. Like, it sounded terrible.
Recording on an iPhone.
Yeah, it was so bad. We played it the next day. We were like looking at each other going,
ugh. Like, it's Don Orsillo, though.
Then we saw him at spring training and like full on, like with the cane, yanked him over to the seat to force him to sit down. And so he's just been very elusive. In fact, strangely enough, once we, Paulie put the tweet out last night, I got a text from our old pal, Darren Smith, 9:03 p.m. Why is it so hard to get Don on the radio?
Unbelievable!
And I said, honestly, I think he sleeps in. He goes, typical baseball guy. He goes, he was never available in afternoons either. He goes, maybe it was just us. And I said, bro, it's not. We've had him on the air maybe once. One time he was taped, and the other time was at spring training. He said, he's a mystery. He said, his food photos always make me laugh. And I said, man, he's the best. We're very excited to have
I think it's a bit of a strategy because Don likes to keep some of that air of mystery. And we've heard the sleep in excuse. He's a fisherman. Is he the only fisherman in the world who sleeps in?
That's a good point.
Fishermen get up earlier than anybody.
Notoriously, they're like, yeah, pulling out tomorrow at 2:30 a.m. and we'll have cork in the water by 3, right?
So you want to come with you? Meet me at my house, 1:45.
Man, so obviously if you missed the news, Don Orsillo is signed to a long-term extension. That's all we got. Like, it sounded, though, and I think Kevin Acey was the one that worded it this way, that Don Orsillo will finish his broadcasting career in San Diego. And I think when I saw it, it made me so happy. And I said, Don's been broadcasting games here. And, you know, since my son has been born, the voices that he's heard have really all been the same. Yeah. And it will be that way for a long time. And that made me really happy because not only is he a wonderful human being, he's a fantastic broadcaster and makes even the worst games, the worst seasons, tolerable. So we got Don Orsillo today. Soundtrack of the summer. I'm so happy he's coming on. Today is a momentous day. In the Ben and Woods history, right, if you want to look back at the history of this show, today is also Manny Machado signing day. This is the day that he signed his contract with the San Diego Padres. And
7 years ago?
Six years ago, right, Paulie? Is that what you said, 6 years ago today?
Yeah. Right, 6 years ago.
February 19th, 2019.
So it's the show that put our show on the map. That was the day that put our show, the Ben and Woods program. We'd been at it for a little bit, and, you know, we'd done okay, you know. But that was the day that really, when Manny signed, it happened late in the program. We stayed on the air. We blew out Jim Rome. We stayed on the air. We took phone calls, and people started to take notice of this program. It's one of the reasons. I love the man as a baseball player. I love the man as a human being. But honestly, part of the reason I love Manny Machado so much is that when he signed here, it helped our show tenfold. The buzz about our show came that day. We were looking for something to kind of put us on the map, and that's the show that did it.
Now, we didn't break the news.
No, we didn't break the news.
But we were here to talk about it, and what it really did was we were already baseball people, but San Diego wasn't really a baseball town, at least not in the way it is now, until Manny Machado signed. And that got people excited about Padres baseball.
Yeah.
And then they were going, well, who talks Padres baseball in town? Oh, that would be Ben and Woods.
Yeah. I mean, literally against the advice of every higher up at our old...
No kidding.
Not only the higher ups. I mean, I would even say other hosts on the station were like, you guys spend too much time talking about baseball. And I just said, this is what we're going to do. You know, this is what we have. And that's what we're going to do. And man, it sure has worked out for us. And obviously the tier ones, you know, have helped this thing along so much over the last few years.
Roberto in our chat, my first Ben and Woods show was that day.
Incredible. Incredible.
Here we are.
I've always felt that was the day that took this show and went, and we just went to the moon. And, you know, obviously a huge part was played by Manny Machado in that.
All right, Don Orsillo, though, 8:35 this morning is when we're scheduled to talk to him. We'll set the rest of the menu coming up. We also have some early tickets to give away, I promise. AEW Dynamite at Front Wave Arena coming up as well. First, though, you were talking about getting old, the hazards of getting older.
Yes.
One of those things is that you have to think about is, well, you're not going to be here forever, and what do you want to leave to your family? If you haven't put it down on paper, there's an easy way to do it thanks to trustandwill.com. You can set up a will or a trust to help take care of your family if something should happen to you and save them a lot of hassle, a lot of time, and potentially even a lot of money with a trust to avoid expensive and long probate processes in court after you pass away.
You got to get the trust, guys. Families pay over $2 billion with a B annually in probate fees. Most of this is avoidable with proper planning. So check out trustandwill.com, just like Ben and I did over the holidays. Go to trustandwill.com. You'll get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plans by going to trustandwill.com. You fill it all out. It takes about 20, 30 minutes max. Use the code San Diego at checkout. All one word, San Diego.
No lawyer to go talk to. You don't have to go to someone's office or anything. All from the comfort of home. Very easy, online, question and answer. They'll send you those documents. Really, the peace of mind that you get it is worth the very small fee that they do charge for this service. So go to trustandwill.com. Use that code, San Diego, all one word. Get 10% off the free document shipping at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com. And we'll be back after Kelly's first check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So that was weird.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah. You always got to all see us during our
break.
Commercial break.
Just
there.
Shooting the breeze in here?
Because on ours, it looked like Polly was playing the usual, you know, clips that go in between when we're not on the air. But then Polly said, well, look up at the screen. You guys, we're watching you right now.
They were watching us in commercial break. And they're like, there's no audio. There's no audio. If we don't have our headphones on, we're not on the air, just so you know. I'm staring at the TV. I'm staring at the screen. And you're seeing my mouth move.
The cameras are still here, but that was weird. So
that is weird.
Was I picking my nose or something?
No, I don't think we did anything untoward. So I think
try not
right.
to. I try not to do that.
Put your pants on.
Try not to do that until break, at least.
You weren't doing your mid-break self-seduction that you usually do on commercial break. So we're good.
All right. Well, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
And you're still here if you were on our YouTube stream. Again, as Wood said, appreciate any way you consume the content of this program. And we have a good one coming up for you today. I already told you about our very special guest, Don Orsillo. Got his new contract extension at least through the end of the decade, but with the idea that he's not going anywhere for the rest of his broadcasting career, however long that may be.
Let's ask him. I'm going to ask him today. What's that look like?
Pin him down.
100%.
Now there's just
I need a number.
Now just one thing left to take care of. Mud Grant.
100%.
Once we get rid of him, everything will be perfect.
Then, I mean, we got to make sure Jesse and Tony are locked. I don't like a lot of change here. I don't. I like to know what I'm getting into on the radio and what I'm getting into on television.
We will also have Spring Training Sammy on later in the program with updates. He's been very busy every single day posting fantastic content as he covers Padres spring training for us here at 97.3 The Fan. Coming up in our next segment, though, we'll go back to yesterday's very end of the show. We were starting to get some of the press conference with Eric Grubner, CEO of the San Diego Padres. And there was definitely some interesting statements, some I would say promises made by the CEO of the San Diego Padres,
kind of on the record, essentially.
Yeah,
you know,
not hints, not, you know, like, yeah, what are we gleaning out of the Padres inactivity in the off season, but actual statements that you can pin to him and the organization, and, you know, chance to hold their feet to the fire in the future. But mostly liked what I had to hear from from Eric Grubner yesterday, so we can discuss a little bit of what was going on there. We will also talk about San Diego State game last night. If you did not stay up late, it was a nice, comfortable, easy victory
Piece
over Fresno State last night. 23-point margin, 20-point lead at halftime. Never really in doubt. The Aztecs played really solid basketball all throughout. Have they turned a corner? We can talk about that. But the last five halves of basketball for San Diego State. Ever since they fell behind a week ago Tuesday at San Jose State at halftime and were down 17, and then came out in the second half, they won that game, played really well against Boise State on Saturday, and again last night against Fresno State.
Yep.
If they've turned a corner, then this should be an NCAA tournament team and one that might even be able to win a game or two once it gets there.
Well, if you did turn a corner, in fact, you picked a hell of a time to do it.
That's true.
You picked a hell of a time to do it. This is exactly what you would have wanted. Hit a couple little roadblocks there, little speed bumps, but now playing some really good basketball. And I realized last night's opponent, not good. They're not a good team by any stretch of the imagination, but you did what you had to do against a team like that, which, by the way, you couldn't say that about the Aztecs 6 weeks ago.
No.
You couldn't.
I mean, they needed a last-second layup to beat Air Force, who's behind even Fresno State in the conference. The only team Fresno State has beaten, and you barely got past them. But no problem with the Bulldogs last night.
Yeah, basically like the Padres going out and beating the Rockies 14-0. That's what you want. Yeah. It never happens, but that's exactly what you want.
We will also hear a little bit from the commissioner of Major League Baseball. He was in Peoria, or not Peoria, but he was in like Arizona yesterday for the MLB Spring Training Media Day and had some comments about the San Diego Padres, about the Los Angeles Dodgers, about the automatic ball and strike system that's going to be tested out during spring training as well.
Starts
this
like
week.
This week,
yeah. Every Padres home game, at least, every game played in Peoria will feature the challenge system, which I think is going to be probably the most interesting thing about spring training.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm fascinated to see. I mean, it won't be implemented for Major League Baseball this season, but it's going to be at AAA all year, and it could be coming as soon as 2026.
I can't wait.
This is your little sneak preview of the challenge system for balls and strikes. And it's, by the way, and we'll talk about this, but it's going to drive you crazy when your players get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's going to make you nuts.
You see, you're going to have your guys that are like, oh, dialed in. He never gets one wrong. He always knows. And then you're going to have the guy who's too aggressive and wastes your challenges, and then you lose them, and you absolutely are going to climb a wall when you're watching baseball.
I mean,
games.
I'm racking my brain as to who it's going to be, and you may be surprised by my answer. It's going to be Luis Arraez, who swings at all sorts of different pitches everywhere. So I know he has a good command of the strikes. I know he's a great hitter. I mean, the guy's a perennial 300-plus hitter. But he also swings at balls a foot off the plate and sometimes gets knocks on them. So I feel like it's going to be Luis Arraez is the one where you're like, bro, come on. These aren't unlimited. We don't have as many of these as we need. I feel like he's going to be my guy to watch. If Jerickson Profar was still here, I feel like it would have been him. He's not. He's a Brave. Maybe he's going to do it for them. But I'm racking my brain when you said it. Who's going to be the guy that is like 1-for-38 in these challenges? And then we'll ask Schilt about it on Friday, and then he'll get mad at us for asking him. Hey, he did get that one right. I know he missed 37 in a row,
you know,
you see that one he did call?
It's also going to be on the managers to kind of set the strategy.
Like, 100%.
Hey, guys, let's not use these too early in the game. We don't want to lose them. We want to keep them for later in the game, especially if it's only two that you get.
Because at the end of the day, yes, they're big leaguers. They're also like little leaguers, too, okay? So don't get it twisted, dude.
I mean, everyone's going to I just struck out in the first inning. I could undo this. Tapping my head. But if you're wrong and you cost your team a challenge in the first inning, it's going to drive everybody bonkers. I love this already.
The more you start talking about it, the more I'm starting to hate it. I hate it. I hate it now.
So we've got that. We've got our regular features. Don't do this. Take on Woods. We've got our Rindle Report. All coming up on the show today. But right now, let's give away some tickets. I wanted to do it early in the show yesterday. I forgot, so I want to give an opportunity for our Tier 1s to win tickets to AEW Dynamite at Front Wave Arena on February 26th. Tickets are on sale now at AEWTIX.com, but you can win them by being the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Good luck if you want to claim those tickets right now to AEW Dynamite. All right, we'll come back and hear the on-the-record comments from the CEO of the Padres about new ownership, new control person, payroll levels, and much more from Eric Grubner when we come back here on Ben and Woods.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466.
First, though, Woods and I'd love to tell you about 7 Mile Casino. I know you've heard us talking about it before. 6:31. It is Wednesday morning, and guess what? 7 Mile Casino is open right now.
Yep.
If you've got a weird work shift, you know, a lot of people that listen to us are actually getting off of work because they work the overnight graveyard shift. They're heading home. Maybe they don't want to go to bed right now, though. They've got a couple hours of energy left. It's a great place to go at all hours to play fantastic cards, Texas Hold'em, California-style blackjack, Pai-Gal, Baccarat, and they have a 24/7 players menu at Sammy's, so you can even get something great to eat right now, whatever you're feeling like at Seven Mile Casino.
A lot to love about Seven Mile Casino. It is a smoke-free environment. It is an environment for card players. You're not going to find, you know, slots and things like that in there ringing and rattling in your ears and your brain. You go in, you sit down, you play some California-style blackjack. You'll be so happy that you did. And the best part, guys, it's just 7 minutes from downtown. So make it a priority in 2025. Get down to Seven Mile Casino. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
See, Tier 1 Mel is on his way to spring training. He's in Yuma. Oh, no, he's coming back from spring training and is in Yuma on his way back. Early drive for Mel.
Is Mel a guy or a girl?
Mel's guy.
Mel-a-Mel.
Mel-a-Mel, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
How do you know?
So Mel-a-Mel was the one who helped me with my junk removal. It's great. Fantastic.
There you go.
Junk removal services and more.
He actually holds all the secrets.
Oh, yeah. He knows all,
he knows all the junk.
Yeah,
The dirty details.
Yeah. He may have kept it. Who knows?
Sorry, Mel.
Well, anyone who was in spring training yesterday may have seen the Padres CEO, Eric Grubner, who spoke near the end of our program with what has become kind of an annual tradition. I don't think it's mandated by Major League Baseball, but the Padres have generally, on the first day of full squad workouts, had the control person, the owner of the team. It was Ron Fowler, and then it was Peter Seidler, and then last year it was Eric Grubner with Eric Kitsenda, the interim control person, who did a kind of a State of the Padres Q&A session with the media in Arizona to address the big picture issues of the team and connect with fans. And, you know, not something that they do regularly, but the once a year you could kind of count on that. And we were wondering, well, what's going to happen this year with the uncertainty, with the lawsuit, with John Seidler being named control person and being approved but not officially taking over? What was that going to look like? And yesterday Eric Grubner just went by himself to represent the San Diego Padres. And, you know, he's the CEO, so he obviously knows what's going on, and, you know, spoke publicly about some of the issues that fans have been wondering about, including, you know, now that Peter Seidler is gone and they're moving on to a new control person, will the team, you know, continue to pour the resources into the player payroll necessary to try to win a World Series? And this is what Grubner said early in his comments.
Say that they've been given the resources they need, and obviously the payroll is high. You've signed some guys for low dollars recently, but can you speak to that, how the challenge of giving them the resources they need, given all the salaries that went up?
Yeah, you know, our payroll has gone up significantly year over year, and we have been pursuing a long-term plan that was set several years ago, and we're continuing to execute against that plan, and we're exactly where we had expected to be from a payroll perspective going into this year, and we feel like we're at a level, you know, likely end up being a top 10 payroll in baseball that is sufficient from a resource perspective to go out and win a World Series championship. And that's a commitment that we've made for several years now to our fan base, is that we would consistently put a team on the field that could compete for the playoffs and a World Series championship. I know that was important to Peter and remains important to us as an organization, that we put a team on the field year in and year out that can compete for a World Series championship. So to your point, I feel like we have the resources, the level of payroll, the veteran leadership, and a lot of great young players that are contributing early in their career. And I think we have a team, like you saw last year, that's capable of going out and accomplishing our goal.
No offense to you, but usually there's someone standing next to you. Mm-hmm. When might we hear from him?
Yeah, so John Seidler was approved by Major League Baseball as our next control person, and will become the chairman after the passage, as it's been reported by you and others, of a 30-day period. So you'll hear from him and have an opportunity to ask him questions, get to know him better before opening day. Once that 30-day period has passed, that'll be early to mid-March. And we're incredibly excited to have John step into that position. You know, he's been part of the ownership group since 2012. I've known him for 13 years. I've spent a lot of time with him at Padres games and in Padres ownership meetings. And he's got a love for San Diego. He's got a love for this franchise and a love for baseball. And he's excited to step into that role and continue what his brother Peter was leading for so many years for the ownership group that he's a part of. and ultimately deliver that World Series championship to San Diego.
All right, that's a tangible promise. We'll hear from John Seidler before opening day, so I know there's some curiosity about that, and I can, you know, be patient and wait a couple of weeks.
Sure.
That's fine. And
waited this long, right?
The other promise I heard in there was one that the team has been saying for years, that they are committed to putting a roster on the field that is capable of winning a World Series.
It's I can't say that I disagree. I can't say that I don't believe him, because I think that they have put, for the most part, Benny, I think they have put their money where their mouth is.
Well, last year absolutely was capable. They didn't do it.
No question.
2023 absolutely was capable. They didn't do it. This year, I look at the roster and I think, yeah, I think that's at least in a normal season, capable, if things come together and players play well, capable of getting to the playoffs and then, you know, maybe winning the World Series.
I mean, I'd say they're one of, let's be honest, right? Like, if you looked at the 30 teams in Major League Baseball, how many would you really say are capable of winning a World
Series?
Well,
that's the question.
12?
One, maybe. One.
that's on paper,
one. That's the one thing that has changed the whole equation. And I don't really, I can't hold the Padres to that standard. If you think that only one team is capable of winning the World Series, then you say, well, then Eric Rupner's being disingenuous because he's not putting a team capable of matching up against the Dodgers on the field.
Right.
But no other team in baseball is either at this point. You know, the Mets are spending kind of close to, you know, $70 million less than the Dodgers, and even their owner, Steve Cohen, who is richer than just about anybody in the world, was saying yesterday, I don't want to spend this much. This is kind of crazy.
He also came out yesterday and said he wants Met fans to pack the place and that he was really disappointed in attendance last year. I saw that. I don't know if this is true. Did the Rockies outdraw the Mets last year? Is that a true statement? I swear to God, I saw somebody tweet.
Oh, I can't.
I swear to God, somebody tweeted it. Somebody tweeted it. I said, that can't be. Now, obviously, a lot more affordable to go to a Rockies game than a Mets game. And
hang on.
Yeah, Paulie can look it up. Pull up the numbers.
I mean, like the average or the total fans throughout the year?
I couldn't believe it.
Either. I mean, they shouldn't be ahead of me either way.
The Mets were 18th
in attendance.
Boom.
With 2.3 million, I mean, teams ahead of them, the Diamondbacks, the Brewers, the Rockies, the Mariners,
the Rockies,
the Angels.
I mean, look, it's expensive to go to a Met game. And I was seeing people
blew my mind.
I was seeing people respond going, well, the stadium's right downtown Denver. The tickets are affordable. It's a really fun place to go.
Got off to a terrible start.
Like,
the whole fan base was disengaged. Remember, even Gary Cohen, the radio announcer, was just like, this is awful. This team is awful. I mean, that's what happens when you get off to a bad start. By the end, of course, everyone was into it,
but even
they had already depressed attendance for half the season their slow start.
But he even brought up playoff games. You know, playoff games were sparsely attended. So it's interesting, man. And if you're Steve Cohen and you're spending what's he paying in luxury tax? Three Oakland A's payrolls essentially in luxury tax or whatever. Like, all right, maybe the man's got a point.
But I would say that in a normal circumstance, the Padres are putting a team on the field, given, you know, the pitching rotation, the bullpen, and the stars in the lineup, that most reasonable people would say, yes, they
Correct.
Are capable of winning a World Series.
And I think even the doomeriest of doomer could say, okay, I look at our rotation now. It's not very deep. It's not very deep. And if somebody gets injured, if one of the top four gets injured, we may be in for a world of hurt. Maybe we can weather the storm depending on the severity of the injury. But on opening day, if this is our rotation, all right, let's ride. Let's see what happens.
All right, I've got more comments from Eric Grubner, including the fact that the Padres are now also into the luxury tax payment level after the signing of Nick Pivetta. We'll get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So, Woods, there are a number of teams, cheap teams, that can honestly say they've been putting World Series playoff contenders on the field. Tampa Bay, Milwaukee, they have. They've had good teams. They don't spend much money, though.
Correct.
If you want to keep doing it consistently, generally it requires a financial investment as well. So do the Padres, and this is again from CEO Eric Grubner, do they have the wherewithal and the financial stability to continue to keep the payroll at levels that we feel like they can keep doing this into the future. Here's what here's what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, we currently are projected to be a CBT payor this year, and, you know, we've been there in prior years. Too early to say where we end up. You know, a lot of things can change over the course of a year. Things may even change between now and opening day, but obviously there's a willingness that if that's what it takes to put together a competitive team that we think can accomplish the goals that we have as an organization, you know, we would be willing to do that this year. I think that's just a further commitment and, you know, really proof in the pudding type moment for the fan base that, you know, we mean what we say. You know, we're not backing away from the plan to try to win a World Series championship, and we're doing everything we possibly can, putting every resource we can into fielding a competitive team that can compete for that championship.
In the short term, there's been a lot said and written about cash flow, current cash flow. Where does that stand? I mean, there's been a lot of, obviously, creative deals to seemingly limit some of that, some of the money being spent right now.
Yeah, look, every year is different. Every offseason is different. You know, and we are right now at a point when we look to operate the team where, you know, we feel that we can support the level that we're at right now with payroll. And, you know, any team looks into the coming years and you look at what contracts are coming off and what long-term commitments you've made, and you may manage payroll from a cash perspective differently from year to year just based on some of those factors, and it's nothing different. You know, AJ's and his team, Josh Stein, are particularly good at doing that, and we've seen around, you know, structuring deals or the way that we've engineered the deals that have been put in place have been with a long-term view of remaining competitive as a franchise and also being as competitive as we can this year.
All right, so, you know, I think that was important that Eric Krupner said, all right, if we need to go into the luxury tax level to accomplish what we want to accomplish, there is a willingness to do that. That's the first thing I said, like, in the offseason. Like, don't be so afraid to spend a little bit over into the luxury tax this offseason. If that's what it takes to get a fourth starting pitcher, you can do that. It's not going
to cripple you.
I mean, right now the Padres are paying about, I think, calculated around $2 to $3 million in actual luxury tax. Like
penalties. Right.
You know, it's only 20% of their overage, which is only around 17 million. So whatever that is, 3.4 million right now. And as Grupner said, it's not calculated until the end of the year. So, you know, we'll see where they end up. They could add more payroll. That could go up. They could subtract some payroll. It goes down.
Yeah. I think that, you know, and somebody just mentioned in the chat, I think it was our buddy Than, said, oh, there's a possibility of unloading before opening day. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. You know, the couple of guys that continuously get mentioned, the Robert Suarez's of the world, Ben, the Dylan Cease's of the world, or Dylan Thief. I would hate to see him moved, right? But there was that window kind of left cracked open of like, well, maybe we'll be over, maybe we'll be under. You never know, and things do change.
Well, Kevin Acey reported yesterday that teams are starting to offer more for Dylan Cease, which is intriguing.
I heard Kevin said something to the effect of teams are now willing to meet A.J. Preller's asking prices.
But A.J. is less willing to actually trade him.
Right.
Now, at some point, it may just be smart baseball to, if the right deal comes along. I think for Robert Suarez, if the right deal comes along,
yeah,
and you can better, you know, better future pieces, controllable pieces,
save $10 million
and save money. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just smart baseball and smart business to do that. I think trading Dylan Cease comes with potential whole world of problems in terms of trying to find more innings for your starting rotation, which is why I think AJ Preller is so reluctant to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, whether the payroll goes down or up is not necessarily a sign of they're making a bad move or a good move. It's, you know, what's the smartest baseball move you can make at that juncture? And Eric Grubner's keeping, you know, the options open. He doesn't want it promise that, yeah, we're definitely adding more, and he doesn't want to, you know, tell people, oh no, there's no chance we're subtracting.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, AJ could do either going forward.
Trading Cease at this point feels like it would be a tougher, even tougher pill to swallow.
While the
signings they've made haven't, like, necessarily blown my hair back,
right?
It has told me rather than punt, were in it still for 2025.
I mean, it totally would matter what they got back.
But I mean, it ain't going to be 180. It ain't going to be 180 innings.
You're not going to get ace.
You're not going to get a one.
No, but you know, remember, Dylan Cease isn't guaranteed to throw 180 innings. You know, even
pretty
though
much. I mean, pretty much.
No pitcher is.
Well, I mean, yes, he has a safe can fall out of a building and land on his head. I get that.
He's one of the better bets to do
that.
But
that's as good as it gets.
If you acquire, multiple arms that, you feel good about, it's something that you have to absolutely consider.
Of course you have to consider it. But I'm just saying, when does the season start? A month? And you trade your number one top of the rotation guy. Oh, and I don't know.
I think it just feels like
a kick in the nuts.
Watching spring training and seeing how some of these other guys look, is Kyle Hart going to be a solid major league pitcher or not?
But they try to sell that.
It's spring training.
That's why you have people who make these evaluations.
100%. It's not us.
They're not just looking, that guy had a 2 ERA. He's good to go. But they look at their stuff. They look at the movement. They go,
I'm telling you, this guy's
playing. And if they have lots of pitchers that they feel like, we got four starters, that are in good depth, we can make a move somewhere and improve our roster elsewhere.
I'm just telling you as a fan.
You consider those things.
I'm telling you as a fan what it would feel like if they're like, we have traded Dylan Cease to the Boston Red Sox for Cutter Crawford or something. I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make a deal that's just going to be outright like disappointing. Like a fire sale. That's not coming.
I know.
So anyway, all right, let's take a time out. We can get to more of the comments later. I also want to talk about San Diego State's win last night. All coming up in our second hour of Ben and Woods here on The Fan.